Shalom to all. Today's daf is about Basar Daf Kufnu and Zayin. We are starting a little bit into the Amud with the brand new Mishnah. And today's daf is sponsored by Lila Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says Nafal Bais Olav Al Aviv Ay Olav Al Marishav. We have two people in a house. It sadly collapsed and killed both of them. One of them was him. Him is Reuven, and the other guy that was with him was either his father or Marishav, somebody else. When that person dies, Reuven inherits him. And we don't know who died first. Was it the father Yaakov or the son Reuven? And Vayis Olav Ksubas Isha Ubal Chayv. Reuven owed one of two things: either his wife's Ksuba, or he owed somebody else money. And Yarshe Avayimrim, the Yarshim of the fathers say, it could be Reuven's other brothers. They're claiming Haben Meis Rishon, the son died first, Bachach Meis Av, and then the father died, which means that when the son dies, his property goes to the father, and then the father died, and the properties go to them, these Yarshim, and therefore the Baalei Chayv don't get anything. However, Baalei Chayv and the Baalei Chayv say, Ha'av Meis Rishon, the father died first, then his son Reuven automatically inherits him, and Bachach Meis Aben, then the son died, and that means we get to collect our Chayv from these properties, because we're Baalei Chayv of the son. What's the din over here? Beishamir and Beishamir says Yachloiku. They have to split it because the Suffolk, we don't know who died first. Ubeisilah and Beisilah says Nechazim Chazkason. The Nechazim remain in the Chazaka that they always were in, and that's in the Chazaka of the Yarshim of the father, because they for sure are going to Yarshin. They're either going to Yarshin their father Yaakov or their brother Reuven. And so they're considered the ones that are Muchsek, and the Baal Chayv is only a Suffolk, therefore it doesn't get anything according to Beisil. The Gemara now brings up another topic, which will eventually bring this Mishnah into that discussion. Tanan Hossam, we have a Mishnah over there, which we had earlier in the Masechta. Hamavas Chavir Bishtar, a person lends his friend money, and that was written down in Nishtar, Gavim Nechasim Meshubadim. The Baal Chayv can collect from Nechasim Meshubadim. So let's say Reuven borrowed money from Shimon on Sunday and sold the property of his on Monday. If Reuven doesn't have B'nai Chayrin, property without strings attached, then Shimon goes to the Lakuchas, the buyers, from Monday. However, like they aid them, if the loan was only witnessed by Adam and it wasn't written down in Nishtar, Gavim Nechasim B'nai Chayrin, the Baal Chayv Shimon can only collect from Nechasim B'nai Chayrin from free properties that don't have any lien on them and they weren't sold to somebody else. That's all he gets to collect from. Now, by Shmuel, Shmuel asks the following question. De Ekni Vekana Mahu. Let's say in the Shtar Halva, when Reuven was borrowing from Shimon, he wrote the word de'ekni. When I buy property, that property will be meshubed to go to pay for the loan. And vikano means he did buy property. What about this? Is this new property that was purchased meshubed to the loan or not? So let's just keep the timeline the same. Reuven borrowed money from Shimon on Sunday, and he wrote in the shtar de'ekni that whatever property I buy in the future will be meshubed to the loan. And then on Monday he bought property, and now Tuesday Shimon comes along collecting the loan. Is he allowed to take that property? So I'll leave the Rav Meir to Amar Adam Makan Davar Shleba Elam Loiti Baylecha. According to Rav Meir, whom we already know, he holds a person could be making something that's not here yet, there's not even a question. Devade kana, of course Shimon's kana, which means of course he's able to acquire this shibud, this lien on the property, even though Reuven doesn't own the property yet. It's not a problem because a person could be makna something that's not here. El kiti b'alecha, what's your question? El b'drabanan, according to Rabbanan, the Amri, they say eino the makna darish la'ba'ilam, a person can be makna something that's not here. So on one hand, maybe Shimon does not have a shibud on that property that Reuven bought on Monday, but on the other hand, it's possible that since this property does exist, it's here, it's just that Reuven didn't buy it yet, but it's still here. So maybe Shimon does have a lien on it. Or maybe it's just a special kaich lechamim gave the loive Reuven in order to be able to obtain the loan that he needs, that even though he doesn't own the property now, when he will buy it eventually, then it won't be meshubet to the loan. So that's the question. So here we have our first attempted answer, Amar of Yosef, Tashma. Now the following is referring to a case where Shimon comes to Bezin with a shtar that Reuven owes him money, and Reuven claims that the shtar is false. It's a fake, it's a forgery, because look, I have a shtar that Shimon sold me his property after the date on his shtar halva. So how could it be that he sold me property if I owe him money? And on this, the Chum say, Zahai Pikeach, Shimon was smart, that he sold Reuven his property, because now he's able to use it as a mashkan, as a collateral for collecting the loan. That's brilliant. Shimon lent Reuven money. He knows that Reuven might not be able to pay him back. So after he lent him money, he sold him a property, and now he knows he has something that he could collect from. Now we see very clearly from Hissus Rav Yosef that even a property acquired after the loan is meshubet to pay for the loan. However, Amli Rava, Rava told him, Mineko Amrit, you're talking about collecting from the loive directly? Minay from him, afilu miglimat al kasfei. One's even allowed to collect the cloak, the garment that's on his shoulders. In other words, Rav is asking not just Rav Yosef, but he's asking on his whole case in general. Of course, if somebody borrows money and then afterwards he purchases something, that's meshubet to pay for the loan, even though it was bought after the loan happened. Because anything that a loiva owns is able to be collected for that loan. It doesn't make difference if it's property or metaltolin. And therefore, this can't be the question that we're dealing with. Kikam and Bailon, therefore, what's the question? De ekni kana umachar, de ekni kana vahirish. It's where when Reuven was borrowing money from Shimon, he wrote this thing in the shtar. That which I buy is going to be meshubet to you. And then what did he do? Kana, he bought something and then he sold it afterwards, or he bought something and was mirushit to somebody else afterwards, meaning he died and one of his yarshim took that property. Mai, in this case, what's the situation? Because over here, when Shimon, the malve, is coming to collect his loan, Reuven doesn't own the property anymore. He bought it after he borrowed money and then he sold it before he was chayav to pay. The question is Shimon, the malve, allowed to go to the lekuchas, the ones that purchased it, or to the yarshim that inherited it and take it away from them? them. And on this, Amar Ruchana, Ruchana says, Tashmoy and attempted right from our Mishnah. Nafal Bayis Olval Aviv, the house fell on him and his father, or Olval Merishav, on him and somebody he would get Yerusha from, Vahaisa Olav Ksubis Isha Baal Chayv, and the son, this fellow Ruvain, he either owed a Ksubit to his wife, or he owed money to Baal Chayv, Shemen, Yarsha Av, Oimrim, the Yarsha Av say, Haben Mes Rishain, Ruvain, the son, he died first, Vahach Meso Av, and then the father died, and therefore when Ruvain died, his properties went to his father, and therefore we Yarshan our father, and you Baal Chayves don't get anything. However, Baal Chayves, Armin, Baal Chayves say, Ha'av Mes Rishain, the father died first, Vahulu, and it means that the son, Ruvain, the one who owes us money, he Yarshaned his father, and then we get to collect our debt from him. Now here's the raya, V'isal Kadaitach, the Ekni Kanu Machar, the Ekni Kanu Vahirish, Loimishtabin. If you want to say that when the loiver writes in the shtar, that which I will purchase in the future is going to be Meshubit to the loan, that's not a valid Shibud, and it's actually not Meshubit to the loan, well, Nei Nami Da'av Misbereisha, even if you want to say that the father did die first, and the Baal Chayv is 100% correct that the father really died, and the son Ruvain Yarshins his father. Still, that shouldn't help their case. The Eknihu, it's a case of Ekni, which according to your suggestion, those properties are not Meshubit to the loan. In other words, let's just keep with our same timeline. Ruvain borrowed money from his fellows on Sunday, and then on Monday he was in his house with his father, which collapsed on him. And let's say that his father did die first. So that means that there was a short point in time that Ruvain inherited his father. That still shouldn't give the right to these Baalei Chayvis to collect those properties. If you're going to say, De'ekni kana u'machar loy mishtabed. But the fact that our Mishnah implies that if the Baalei Chayvis were correct, they would be able to collect their debt from these properties, and must be in De'ekni kana u'machar or De'ekni kana v'hayrish, is mishtabed to the Baalei Chayvis. So we have arrived for our Mishnah. However, Amar Lehu Rav Nachman, according to some Gersaos, is Amar Lehu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, that Ze'era Chavrin, Ze'era our friend, Tirgma, he explained it as follows, that our Mishnah is talking about something different. Mitzvah Yisoyim Lefra'i Chayvis Avien, it's a mitzvah Yisoyim to pay up the Chayv of their father, which means we don't necessarily have a raya, the Ekni Kanu Machar, there's actually Shibud on the property. It's totally different. There just happens to be a mitzvah for the Yisoyim to pay the Chayv of their father, and that's the only reason why these Baalei Chayvis are coming to claim, hey, you have to pay us the money, not because they have a 1000% right to it, but it's just because of the Inyan that the Yarshim have to pay up the loan. So no raya from here. However, on this, Maskel Rav Ashi, Rashi has the following, Milval Pehu. That means that this is just considered Alva Alpeh, a verbal or oral Alva. For Rav Shmuel Darman Shavayu, both Rav and Shmuel say, Milval Peh, Eino Gavi Lomina Yarshim Lomina Kuchas. If it's Alva Alpeh, it cannot be collected from Yarshim and Kuchas. So how are we able to understand that that's what our Mishnah is talking about? Rather, Kuvdan Zaino Beis on top, Ella Hamani, who is this Rav Meir? He, our Mishnah sheets Rav Meir, the Amru holds, all the Machna Dovish Lomina Olam, that a person can be Machna something that's not here. And that's why the Baal Chavis are able to come along with this Taino, that we're able to collect this property. And therefore, we do not have an answer to Shmuel's question. And when Ruvain writes in a Shtar, Ekni, whatever I will purchase in the future is Meshubit to the loan, if that really is a Shibud or not. Now here we have another answer. Rabbi Yaakov ben Harpakud, Mishmed Ravina. Rabbi Yaakov ben Harpakud says in the name Ravina, Tashmal, we have attempted to arrive from here. Shtar Yichav HaMukdam Psulin, a predated Shtar is possible. So if Ruvain borrowed money from Shimon on Monday, but it was written in the Shtar that he borrowed Sunday, that's predated, that's possible. V'amukharim Ksherim, but if it's postdated, it's kosher. So if it was written on the Shtar that the loan took place on Tuesday, then it's kosher. Now we saw Kdaitach, the Ekni Kanu Machar, the Ekni Kanu Vahirish, Loimishtabid. If you want to say that when a person writes in a Shtar, the Ekni, that which I will purchase in the future, is going to be Meshubit to you, that it's not Meshubit, well then Mukhar Mike Sharon, why is it that a postdated shtar is kosher? The Ekni, it's a case of Ekni. There should be no difference between a loan that took place on Monday, but the shtar was postdated that it took place on Tuesday, or that the loan took place on Monday, but it was written Ekni, and the loiva purchased property on Tuesday, and so that's when it was Meshubit. In both cases, there shouldn't be a real Shibud, but we see that in the case of postdated shtar, there is a Shibud. It must be that by Ekni Kanu Machar, there is a Shibud. Zumar says, not a Raya, Hamani Rameir, he, that's Rameir, Dharma holds, Adamakin Dover Shalabala Oilam, and this doesn't reflect the Chum's Shita. Now, Omar Mishashi Mishmei Derava, he attempts a different answer. Tashma, the Mishnah tells us as follows, L'Shevach HaKayis Ketzad, how is it the one collects for Shevach HaKayis? What's this referring to? So we explain it. Harei Shemachar Sadal Chaveroi, a person sold a field to his friend, Vishbicha, and the guy who bought the field improved it. Uba Baal Chayv, then a Baal Chayv came along, Vitarfo, and he took it away. So let's just put names to this. Ruvain sold a field to Levi, and then Shimon, who's owed money by Ruvain, came to Levi to take away that field, because the field was really Meshubid to his loan. When Levi goes back to Ruvain to get reimbursed for this property that was taken away from him, the Karen, the amount he paid for the land, that's collected from Chasim Shubadim that Ruvain has. However, that which he improved the land, that which he invested and made the land get better, that's only collected from free property that Ruvain has. Now, if you want to say that this case that we've been discussing does not actually create a real Shibud, why would Baal Chayv be able to collect the Shevach? Why, when Shimon's coming to Levi to take away this property for his loan, is allowed to take this improvement, this shevach, this investment that Levi made into the property, that only came after the loan took place. And by the fact that we see the Shimon is allowed to take even the Shevach away, it must be that Ekni Kanu Machar is a real Shibud. And once again, the Gemara says, not a Raya, Hamani, Rameirhi, this is Rameir, Damar, hold, on the Machna Damar, Shalibal, Ilam, that a person can be Machna something that's not here, and it doesn't reflect the Chum's Shita. And we continue discussing this just in a slightly different light. Imtim Solimer, if you want to say, says the Gemara, the Ekni Kanu Machar, the Ekni Kanu Vahirish, Loimishtabid, then in such a situation, there's no Shibud. Okay, Holoimishtabid, there's no Shibud. But Imtim Solimer, if you want to say Mishtabid, that there is a real Shibud. So again, we have the same case, we've said this a bunch of times already. Reuven borrowed money and he wrote in the shtar that those properties which I will purchase in the future are going to be meshubah to the loan, and he bought properties and then subsequently sold them to other people. Now the mal was coming along to collect his loan. He's able to take those properties away from the lekuchas. What about the following? Loive, let's say Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, v'loive, and then he borrowed money from Levi, v'chazav rekana, and then he bought properties after that second halva, and then he sold those properties. And both Shimon and Levi, both Bali Chayves, are coming to collect their debt on the same day. Mahu, what's a din? Lakam mishtabed or labasa mishtabed? Are these properties mishubed to the first one, to Shimon, or to the second one, to Levi? Meaning, when Reuven purchased these properties after he borrowed from both these people, on one hand, maybe we should say they're mishubed only to the first person, to Shimon, because he was the first malveh, and that means that the first time that Reuven wrote in a shtar to Ekni, that which I purchase in the future is going to be mishubed to you, that was only to Shimon, and that's when the official shiva took place, and Levi's second in line, and there's not anything left for him. Or maybe by the fact that now Reuven borrowed money from a second person, from Levi, and he wrote the same thing to him, maybe he was trying to say, I'm actually not being mishabed any future properties to Shimon, and I'm being mishabed them to Levi instead. So Nachman tells us, Hamilsi Bayalon, this is a question we asked of the Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, Vashalchem Itam, and they sent a message from there, Rishon Kana, that the first one, Shimon, this first Baal Chayv, he's the one that acquires them. Now Rav Huna Amar, he argues and says, Yachloiku, they split them. And Mechain Tani Rabbi Arvua, Rabbi Arvua also taught, Yachloiku, that they're split. Amar Ravina, Ravina tells us, Madur Kamad Ravashi, Amarlon Rishon Kana, Madur Basrid Ravashi, Amarlon Yachloiku. In Ravashi's first round of learning and teaching, this was done the first 30 years of his life. That's the first round, the Madur Kama. He taught that the first one, Shimon, he's this first Baal Chayv, the first Malveh, he acquires the properties. Whereas in his second round of learning, the second 30 years of his life, from 30 to 60, when he was going over all of his learning again and teaching it again, Ravashi went back and said, Yachloiku. And Vihilchos HaLacha is Yachloiku. It's split between the first and second Baal Chayvais. So if they're owed the same amount of money, it's going to be split 50-50. If one of them is owed more money than the other, so he gets proportionally to how much he's owed. But now that we're asked Mesve, we have a brass that says, how does a person collect for Shevach HaKayis? If a person sold a field to his friend, so Reuven sold the field to Levi, Vishbicha, and Levi improved it, and then Shimon, who's owed money by Reuven, comes to Levi to take away the property. When Shimon now goes back to Reuven to get reimbursed for this property that's taken away from him, he collects the Karen, the base amount that he paid from Nechasim Shubadim, but the Shevach that he improved it can only be collected from Nechasim Nechayrin. Now, if it's really true, we just said that there's a Yachloiku, it should say that he only collects half of the Shavach, not full Shavach, because it's a Yachloiku over here. And Gemara says, right, my Goyve Nami Diktani, what does it mean in this Braisa that he's Goyve, he collects Chatzi Shavach? It means he's only collecting half of the Shavach and not full Shavach. So it's not a question. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with another Mishnah, similar to this one that we were just discussing, of a house falling on two people and we're unsure of which one died first. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.